This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The central government has asked states to enhance their preparedness in view of air pollution. Director General of Health Services, Dr. Atul Goyal, has written a letter to the health departments of states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness, highlighting how air pollution worsens health issues like breathing problems, heart and brain-related diseases. He said it has adverse effects on vulnerable groups such as children, pregnant women and the elderly people. Further, Dr. Goyal urged states to intensify public awareness campaigns in local languages, train healthcare workers and closely monitor pollution-related illnesses. President Draupadi Murmu urged medical students to prioritize serving the underprivileged. And speaking at the convocation of AIIMS Raipur today, she stressed using modern medical techniques to help people in remote areas. She also highlighted efforts over the past decade to provide universal health coverage in India. The president has arrived in Raipur for a two-day visit, where she will also attend the NIT Raipur convocation and launch the 9th Mahatri Vandan Yojana installment for 70 lakh women with interactions planned with tribal community members. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, in a social media tweet yesterday, announced that President Draupadi Murmu made the appointment after consulting the current Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur. Justice Khanna will take charge on November 11 and will be the 51st Chief Justice of India. He will retire on May 13, 2025. Justice Khanna became a Supreme Court judge in January 2019 and has made important rulings focusing on personal freedom and democracy. The current Chief Justice, D.Y. Chandrachur, will retire on November 10. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that a broad consensus achieved by India and China to resolve their differences in certain areas along LAC is proof that continuous dialogue is key to achieving security and mutual understanding. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, he also discussed the close link between national security and economic development, stating that security spending creates jobs and support technological growth. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main inaugurated the 35th Annual College Day and the new Commerce Block at Indira Gandhi Government College in Teju yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Main praised the Indira Gandhi Government College's growth since 1986, starting with just 59 students and now serving over 3,000 students, calling Teju as an educational hub in Arunachal Pradesh, and further highlighted the college's role in empowering youth. Meanwhile, honoring college's achievers, he encouraged them to study hard and prepare for future jobs. He also spoke about the government's focus on education with increased funding and declaring 2024 as the year of youth and announced plans for expanding IGGC's facilities. Further, he also discussed the government's efforts to boost sectors like agriculture, tourism and sports and announced plans for new medical colleges in Namsai and Pasighat. As a part of the 62nd Walong Day celebration, the Indian Army collaboration with the state government and NIPCO held a three-day cycling event which ended yesterday. The expedition was flagged off on 21st October by Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main at Golden Pagoda, Namsai. The team included 62 cyclists from the Indian Army, Pune and local enthusiasts. They covered 251-kilometer passing through places like Kamlang Nagar Tiger Reserve, Wakro and Parshuram Kund. Along the way, they promoted health, fitness and adventure tourism while interacting with the local community in Hayuliang. The cyclists rode alongside the Lohit River and through the village of Walong, finishing at Namti in Anjao district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.